Welcome to American English Mosaic. 欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班。我是杨林。
我是 Kat。杨林，快来给大家介绍一下今天的节目内容吧。
好，今天咱们要去打打高尔夫。
At first I didn't really enjoy it, but now I'm almost a golf fanatic.
看看怎么训练小狗。
He isn't even housebroken, and this morning he ripped apart all the pillows on the couch.
搭个顺风车。还要告诉大家怎么用美语说爆冷门和分手。
训练小狗。Oh, I love teaching my dog tricks. It's so much fun.
Can he shake? That's my favorite. 不过首先咱们还是进入第一个单元 Learn a word.
Learn a word. Hitch a ride. Hitch is spelled H-I-T-C-H and ride, R-I-D-E. Hitch a ride.
Hitch a ride 意思是搭便车或者顺风车。
Can I hitch a ride with you?
意思就是我能顺路搭你的车吗?
He was hoping to hitch a ride to the stadium.
他打算找个顺路的人捎他去体育馆。美国航天飞机发现号退役后来到首都华盛顿附近的史密森博物馆。
Thousands of people in Washington, D.C. watched the space shuttle Discovery hitch a ride on top of a Boeing 747 and fly slowly over the city.
在华盛顿，数千人亲眼目睹发现号搭乘顺风车，也就是让一架波音747客机背着缓慢地飞过城市的上空。好的，今天我们学习的词是
hitch a ride, hitch a ride, hitch a ride.
Yanglin, did you watch the space shuttle Discovery as it hitched a ride on top of the Boeing 747?
No, I missed it. 你看到了吗?
Yeah, I went to the mall and saw it fly right over. It was so exciting. 发现号参与了好多航天任务。The U.S. has come a long way in our development of space technology. 来听听下面的 words and idioms, 你就明白了。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第962讲，我是杨林。
我是 Steve Barragona。
我侄子邀请我去看他的乐队演出，我真的不敢相信他现在这么棒。我记得几年前他还在我姐姐的车库里练习，听起来简直就是噪音。可他们如今已经能在全国巡回演出了，我真替他高兴。这也让我想到一句习惯用语，那就是
Come a long way.Long is spelled L-O-N-G, and way, W-A-Y. Come a long way.
Come a long way 的意思与这些词字面的意思不太一样。它的意思是突飞猛进。就像我侄子的乐队。
They have made considerable progress from when they first started playing together. They've come a long way.
他们的水平比刚开始组乐队时进步了一大块，取得了飞跃。在下面例子里的主人公参加高中同学会，看到了很多高中同学，包括他的老朋友 James。 我们来看看他们的聚会有什么惊喜。
I went to my high school reunion last weekend. That's where I saw my old buddy James. 20 years ago he was short, overweight, and rather shy. Now he's tall, thin, and very outgoing. He even runs his own company. He says his life has gotten a lot betterIt's clear to me he's come a long way.
这段话是说，我上个周末去参加高中聚会，见到了老朋友 James， 他可是大变样。20年前他又矮又胖，而且很容易害羞，可现在呢，他又瘦又高，非常外向，还自己开了公司。他说他的生活改善了很多，很显然他取得了很大的进步和成功。
提起突飞猛进，我觉得最值得一提的就是科技发展。现在的科技每时每刻都在进步， iPhone, iPad, iTouch， 快得让我们觉得赶不上。
Technology has come a long way compared to 10 years ago.
现在的科技与十年前相比简直是突飞猛进。好，回到 James 身上，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I went to my high school reunion last weekend. That's where I saw my old buddy James. 20 years ago, he was short, overweight, and rather shy.Now, he's tall, thin, and very outgoing. He even runs his own company. He says his life has gotten a lot better. It's clear to me he's come a long way.
遇到一个要求严格的上司是好事，不过有时候也会让你头疼。下面的例子里，我们来听听要求严格的消防队长对自己的队员说了什么。
You all did pretty well in the practice drills we ran. You made significant progress working quickly and working as a team. That doesn't mean you should be satisfied with your achievement. The reality is that more is expected of you. If you're serious about earning the full respect of this community, you'll need to come a long way from how you performed today.
这段话是说，你们演习时表现不错，进步很快，有很强的团队精神，但这不是说你们能就此满足。我对你们的期望远不止这些。基于今天的表现，如果想赢得整个社区的尊重，你们还有很长的路要走。
这名消防队长的要求真严格。我邻居就是一名消防员，而且是一名女消防员，你知道吗？
Years ago, women weren't even allowed to be firefighters. They've come a long way.
多年前是不允许女性当消防员的，在这方面进步很大。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
You all did pretty well in the practice drills we ran. You made significant progress working quickly and working as a team. That doesn't mean you should be satisfied with your achievement.The reality is that more is expected of you. If you're serious about earning the full respect of this community, you'll need to come a long way from how you performed today.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 come a long way， 意思是突飞猛进。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
谢谢各位的收听。原来 to come a long way 是突飞猛进的意思。 Cat， 你发现没有？ My hosting style has come a long way.
你又愁眉了。 But of course I should congratulate you on your progress. I know it must be hard. Not everyone can have such obvious hosting talents from birth. From the moment I opened my eyes, I was a born entertainer.
哎呀 Cat， 你还真是不谦虚啊。好了好了，言归正传，我有个好消息要告诉你。你还记得我的朋友 Roger 吗？你觉得特别帅的那个。
Ooh yeah, what about him?
他跟他女朋友分手了。哎呀，我们大家其实都觉得他们不合适。现在他们分手了。Cat, 你的机会来啦。
Oh yes, let the evil planning begin. He will be mine. But wait, wait, since you mentioned 分手, let's see how to say that in American English.
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是露露要问的分手。
Lulu, too bad you have to fly to Shanghai for your friend's wedding next month. 我本来想约你一起去听演唱会呢。
嗨，别提了，要结婚的那两个人分手了， say bye bye 了。
What? Did they break up?
分手就是 break up, B-R-E-A-K, break, U-P, up. 没错，分手了。这两人特神，婚期定了，喜帖发了。结果上礼拜那个女生给我来电话说她和那男生分手了，是不是该说 She broke up with her boyfriend?
Yes, break up with someone 就是跟某人分手。不过 Lulu, what happened? Why did they break up?
听说是那个男生劈腿。
What's 劈腿？
就是他还跟别的女生好。 He has another girlfriend.
Really? He cheated on the girl he was gonna marry?
等会儿，我知道 cheat 是欺骗，你说的 cheat on her 就是背着她和别人好，劈腿的意思，对不对？
That's right.
所以呀，你说都快结婚了，却发现和 boyfriend cheated on her， 这女生能不跟她一刀两断吗？
There you go. Cut their ties. If I were her, I would not give that guy another chance either.
Cut their ties? T-I-E-S. Ties 就是联系。Cut their ties 就是彻底断绝关系，一刀两断了。
没错。Now let's see what you've learned today.
第一，情侣分手是 break up。第二，劈腿对伴侣不忠是 cheat on someone。第三，说两人一刀两断叫 cut their ties。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
So why did your friend Roger and his girlfriend break up? Did he cheat or something?
没有，我听说好像是因为他们的爱好特别不同。Roger loves being outdoors, while his girlfriend just wanted to stay in all the time.
Now that might be a problem. Couples need to have a common hobby or find social activities that they both enjoy.
Or they can take care of a pet together.不过在下面的 Go English 里 Tom 和 Mindy 正在为怎么训练他们的小狗争执不下，咱们去听听吧。
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目宠物单元的终极课程。 Tom 说服了 Mindy， 两个人养了一只狗，可是啊，这狗很不听话，经常惹麻烦，所以 Tom 和 Mindy 打算训练训练他。
Right, Winnie. Some dogs are so bad, they need to be trained by a professional.
Gosh, Tom, why did I ever agree to get this dog? It's so badly behaved.
It's okay, honey. We just have to train him. In a couple of weeks, he's going to be totally obedient.
In a couple of weeks, Tom...He will have totally destroyed our new house by then.
I know he's a little wild right now, but trust me, before you know it, he's going to obey every one of my commands.
Professor Bowman, Tom 还挺乐观的，他向 Mindy 保证自己肯定能把狗训乖，让他很快就可以 obey every one of his commands, 对主人言听计从。
What do you think? Will Tom be able to make the new dog obedient?Before it destroys their new house?
这可不好说。不过刚入住的新家如果被狗弄得乱七八糟，哪个主人不心疼啊？
Okay, the first thing I need to teach him is how to shake hands.
That's the first trick he needs to learn? Tom, he isn't even housebroken, and this morning he ripped apart all the pillows on the couch.
So, you think I should teach him something else first? Like how to sit?
Yes, Tom!That would be a good start, then you can teach him how to heal.
如果换成我啊，第一件事就是要让狗 housebroken, 也就是说在经过训练之后能够到指定的地点大小便，来保持家里的整洁。
That's true. Teaching your dog how to shake hands isn't the number one priority.
Professor, Mindy 说的 teach the dog how to heal, 这是什么意思呢？
It means to make the dog obey you.You can also say that you bring a person to heal. For example, at first the boss couldn't control her employees, but after she threatened to start firing people, they all came to heal.
哦，我明白了。Come to heal 就是听话、服从的意思。
Tom, the dog is never going to obey you unless you punish him. When he misbehaves, you have to spank him.
You want me to hit our beloved dog, who is a member of our family? How can you be so cruel?
Tom, that dog isn't going to be a member of our family much longer unless he learns to behave.
Well, I prefer to reward him for doing something good instead of punishing him for doing something bad.
Mindy 好像已经失去耐心了。她说，如果这只狗啊还不听话，就不能继续住在这里了。
Right.But Mindy and Tom have different ways of training the dog, right?
是啊， Mindy 说如果狗不听话就要 spank, 打屁股。可是 Tom 说这种惩罚太残忍了。
So what does Tom say they should do?
Tom 觉得应该要采取鼓励的方法，也就是说如果狗狗表现得好就要 reward, 奖励它。
Tom, this dog is really out of control. Maybe we should take him to the veterinarian to see if he has some health problem.
He doesn't need to go to the vet. He needs to go to a doctor who can cure him psychologically.
Oh no, Tom. You're not talking about a...
Yes, Mindy. We have to take him to a pet psychologist.
Tom 要带狗去看 pet psychologist, 宠物心理医生。哈？美国真有这种医生啊？
I guess so.
可是宠物又不会开口说话，这些心理医生他怎么可能知道宠物的想法呢？八成啊是骗人的。对了 ，Professor，veterinarian，V-E T-E-R-I-N-A-R-I-A-N 是兽医的意思，是不是就是和 vet V-E-T 是一回事呢？
Yes, the whole word is veterinarian, but most people in America just call them vets.
嗯，我倒很想见识见识这个宠物心理医生，看看他是不是真的能够读懂狗狗的心声呢？
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
所以说，教会宠物如何 housebroken 特别重要。It's the top priority.
It's so important. I wish I could have had some help housebreaking my ex-boyfriend.
What? What do you mean?
I had to teach him how not to behave like a caveman. For example, I had to educate him about the importance of doing dishes, picking up his dirty socks, and washing his clothes. If I had had some help, maybe we could have worked out.
训练男友，没错，我现在也在对我男友进行野人改造训练。
You are doing the right thing, Yanglin. 那好了好了，咱们来换一个话题。在下面的 business etiquette 里，咱们要去学一个高级运动 golf。
礼节美语。
Mark 在公司门口看见同事 Robert。
Hey, Robert, going on vacation?Looks like you're planning on doing some golfing.
Yes, I will be playing golf, but I'm not going on vacation. I'm meeting up with our New York office's senior management team. We'll be playing a few rounds and going over the merger plans.
Really? So when did you take up the sport?
Around 2 years ago, I began to realize that if I could get on the golf course with other senior executives, it could open a lot of doors for me. At first, I didn't really enjoy it, but now I'm almost a golf fanatic.
Robert 要跟纽约办公室的高层主管打高尔夫
Play a few rounds
同时讨论并购的事 Mark 问他是什么时候开始打高尔夫球的这里用的动词是
Take up To take up something
意思是开始做某件事情 Robert 说他两年前开始觉得打高尔夫
Could open a lot of doors for me
可以帮助自己打开很多大门得到更多的机会他说他刚开始打的时候也不太喜欢但现在已经快变成
Golf fanatic Fanatic is spelled F-A-N-A-T-I-C Fanatic
是指对某件事疯狂的人比如
A jazz fanatic
爵士乐迷
A basketball fanatic
篮球迷 Mark 听了之后说
I see So you meet a lot of business executives on the course, huh?
Yeah, definitely It's a good way to network.
Isn't golf really expensive?
To be perfectly honest, golf is a bit of a status symbol. And yes, it can be an expensive game. There are green fees, caddy fees, and charges for renting the golf cart.
But the business opportunities are worth it.
Absolutely. I read somewhere that a high percentage of senior business executives play golf.
Sounds like it's almost mandatory to learn golf if you want to climb the corporate ladder.
Robert 说自己在高尔夫球场上能遇到很多商业界高层主管。这里说的
on the course
指的就是
golf course. It's a good way to network.
打高尔夫球是认识人、积累人脉的好办法。
Network
在这里是动词，意思是建立人际关系。打高尔夫球确实需要交钱，要交
green fees
球场费、
caddy fees
球童费、
cart rental fees
租车费。但是能认识更多人得到更多机会还是值得的 Mark 说看来如果想在企业里升迁
Climb the corporate ladder
就必须学打高尔夫球
Networking is a big plus But I think another reason executives enjoy the golf course is that it gives them an excuse to get out in the fresh air and connect with nature
I can understand that If you turn off your cell phone or Blackberry you can hear birds chirping and enjoy a fresh breezeIt's a nice break from a hectic office.
It is a good way to recharge. But you're right. Golf primarily is a social sport. You get a chance to talk and get to know people on a different level on the golf course than you do in the boardroom.
公司高层愿意出去打高尔夫球，除了建立人脉以外，也是为了能离开
hectic office.
忙碌的办公室，投入大自然的怀抱。
It's a good way to recharge.
是个充电的好办法。Robert 觉得高尔夫主要还是一种
social sport
社交型运动让你在公司之外换个环境换个层面在高尔夫球场上去了解彼此
You know, I tried golf once, but I'm not a huge fan. I just think it's so slow. And plus, it's relatively expensive compared to other sports.
Maybe you should try again when you're older. You're too young to see the beauty of golf. 好啦，说完高尔夫，咱们再去了解一个体育用语，爆冷门。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是 Jimmy 要问的爆冷门。
Jessica, 昨天看学校的足球比赛了吗？爆了个大冷门，法学院居然输给了商学院。哎，这大冷门怎么说啊？
冷门？
嗯，对啊，就是铁定会输的队，最后居然打赢了。
Oh, in English we call that an upset.
Upset? 那不是不高兴的意思吗？
That's true. 做形容词的时候，重音在后面是 upset, 指不高兴，但是做名词，重音在前面 upset, it means an unexpected win.
哦，我明白了。中文里的爆冷门在英文里就是 upset。 那原来大家都以为法学院会赢，这种赛前被看好的球队美语里叫什么？
Easy, that team is called the favorite.
哦，这么说 The law school team was the favorite to win the game. 法学院足球队本来是被看好的热门球队。
That's right.You can also refer to the team that was expected to lose as the underdog.
Underdog. Under, 后面加上 dog. Underdog 就是在比赛里实力比较差的一方。这么说，我们中文系的排球队不论跟谁比赛都是 underdog.
Jimmy, isn't your girlfriend Rachel the team captain?
别提了， that's why I always cheer for the underdog.
杨贵将卷， what did you learn today?
第一，爆冷门叫 upset， 重音在前面。第二，赛前被看好的一方叫 favorite。第三，赛前不被看好的一方叫 underdog。
不错，我也学了一个词儿 ，upset 叫做冷门。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
我也来给大家举个例子。In our kung fu competition, I was the favorite, and Kat was considered the underdog.
Oh, wait. 大家不要忘记 ，the competition was a huge upset. Who won? I won.
Oops, 我怎么忘了比赛结果？好了，这次的节目时间就到这里。同学们，如果你对我们的节目有什么建议，或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
And tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
Yo, 怎么了，老同学？
要考试。我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国精英刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国精英自己的网站，还有www.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
听众朋友，美国精英的网址是 www.voachinese.com。您如果直接登录美国精英网站有困难，可以使用赛风软件。您只要在浏览器的网址上打上29543.info 就行了，赛风软件会立即把您带入美国精英网站。再说一遍29543.info。